Okay, thanks. For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by Holy Spirit. Let us pray. O God, we ask you, strengthen our faith so that the time when we study God's word, it will be the best time for us. We confess we are sinners because it is impossible for us to understand God's word unless God help us by the power of the Holy Spirit. We ask that we truly be unable not only to understand your words, but to able to become doers of your words. Bless every heart that is ready to hear your words. Amen. Good morning again, people of Christ. I'm very glad to be here again this morning. I'm glad Pak Dahl reminded me on last Friday. I will email you on Monday and I'll think, what happened? And I just realized I answered Glenda's email. Yes, I will preaching on January and February as well. So here we are. Thanks God to remind us in many ways, in God's ways, not in our ways. Brothers and sisters in Christ, many disturbing news are marked by changing the nature and events that occur around us. Saying the right things is very rare for us to find nowadays. People believe more the fake news around us. If you remember exactly last month, 22nd of January, I just tell you the story. I follow the case in Indonesia and the sentence for the people in power and make all people cry for justice. And you know what happened? Exactly in the Valentine's Day, the people in power in the policemen sentenced for the day. Not only sentenced the life in the prison, but for the death penalty. And the people who follow him, his wife, 20 years in jail. And the two actors behind them, one 15 years and one 13 years. And the executor, this is the, I want to direct you or leading you to focus in what we were talking about, have faith in Christ. And this man and this young boy, only 24 years old, he's the executor, but follow the instruction for the boss, you have to shoot him. And both of them, Christian. And the man who died shooting by his friends is Christian as well. But how God opened our eye to see. Lots of people, the wider community who demand justice, they're coming to the court to say, we need the justice. And this judge, I was in my knee and cry. They sentenced him last month, 12 years in jail. But this judge said, only 1 year and 6 months. And everyone put the knee down and cried, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, the justice here in this earth today. Amen. I can see the case of Richard has succeeded in stealing the attention of the wider community who demand justice. Managed to change the law that has been manipulated by people in power, especially defending the little people who are marginalized. Our church always stand up for people in marginalized. And God opened our eyes. And Richard just said, I have faith in God. God will show the power in time. And he can't say anything. He just said, thank you, God, to pray in the court. To thank you, God, I have faith in you. And you will release in this fear from my heart. Saying the right things is very rare for us in nowadays today. Today, we sometimes know there are hoaxes or false news everywhere. If you open the YouTube, or you just as soon as you start your gadgets or open the internet, you can see the false news everywhere. This hoax rejects reality and therefore cannot be trusted. Some hear the news and say that it's true. However, there is no evidence to back it up. Because what happened, if I say again in the court case, because some say, oh no, that's not truth. But he, the eyewitness, to tell the truth. But people try to put him behind. So this is how I want to say. To say it's true, however, that is not evident to back it up, the news. That Jesus will not come a second time is hoax. Spread by false teacher, as Peter said, fairy tales of human imagination. And this is spread around to take our attention. And many churches around the world try to say, no, don't believe. This is what happened today. And Peter, as an eyewitness, say, fairy tales of human imagination. Instead, false teaching arises because people interpreted prophecies according to their own will. This letter, I'm glad Pat Dale changed around because this is coming to our head. This letter is Paul's effort to strengthen the faith and hope of the congregation, and that Christ will come a second time according to his promise. The hope for the second coming of Jesus is not reasonable. Peter confirmed that he was an eyewitness to the greatness of Jesus. The power and coming of Jesus are not a hoax, but the real, true story, true news. Peter still remembered the teaching and miracle that Jesus performed in the front of him. The other disciple and the crowd, Peter knew exactly the event of his death and resurrection. In fact, Peter witnessed how Jesus was glorified by God the Father as his son. The event that Jesus was glorified on the mountain, on the hill, high mountain, is the first chapter of the story of his passion and death. Beginning in Galilee, when Jesus was taking his last journey to Jerusalem, when Jesus was praying in the mountain, two important figures in Old Testament history appeared. Who could meet, only two people could meet Jesus, to could meet God face to face on the hill, which refer to us this reading when Moses met God on Mount of Sinai. That Jesus was glorified, and God stated the same sentence as when Jesus was baptized. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Moses was the greatest leader who freed the Israelites from Egypt. The prophet Elijah was a major prophet who performed many miracles. If we're reading the Exodus, the first reading supposed to be reading during this service, prove to us why God, why Jesus appears and saw these two great leaders to the disciple. During the meeting, Jesus was transformed, transfigured, as written in Matthew chapter 12, verse 2. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like a sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Then the transfiguration event on the hill served as a symbolic event. Think of when the clouds that surrounded when God met Moses, or when God spoke to Elijah in the form of the gentle whisper in the 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 12. The symbolic event, the cloud, and the gentle whispering God saw when God want to appear to spoke to the people back in 2,000 years ago. Peter assured that the prophets never spread any false teachings. Peter said that the preaching prophecy by the encouragement of the Holy Spirit and speak on behalf of God under the guidance of God's Spirit. The Old Testament prophet had prophesied the event of Jesus' life, then Jesus' closest disciples, Peter, James, and John, witnessed all this event being fulfilled, and Jesus declared his glory. Trust and have faith. That's what Peter, James, and John try to talk to us today. Remember, a true witness of Christ works in a spirit of willingness to suffer and is ready to sacrifice for others, regardless of themselves and even their life. That is the example that Jesus gave to us today. Peter did not deliver his teaching through his own intelligence, but through the experience with Jesus. He said many times, I witness to see when Jesus glorified God's glory through him. What message coming through our mind today? Sometimes people false witness to something in this life, to make people, I don't want to get along because these people said it or these people said that. But Peter wants to tell us, as an eyewitness, we're telling the truth, sometimes hard for people to believe. It's a case in Indonesia, I want to tell you, he the eyewitness to tell what happened, what the truth, when this commander asked him, "You ready to kill?" And fill the weapon with the ammunition. He tell the truth, but they said, "No, that's not truth." But how can he fight? He tried to fighting to tell truth based on his faith. I witnessed to see what happened. And you see what God doing through this guys to open people's eyes. Sometimes if you telling the truth, people will push you away. But God working through what happened today to open our eye. As an eyewitness, when you're telling the truth, sometimes you will be rejected. Don't lose faith. Trust in God. God will one day in God why will telling the truth. So people will bow down and say, "Thank you, Lord. This is truth." Trust and have faith. Both Moses and Elijah are important figures within Israelite tradition, with Elijah even being associated with the Messiah. Seeing the three figures, Jesus, Moses, Elijah together, left Peter in extraordinary awe. So much so that Peter wanted to establish three tens because they're feeling happy. They're feeling never they have in their life when they saw what happened with Jesus. So Peter offered, can I establish three tents so we can be with you, Jesus? Peter offered to set up this tent himself. May remind Jewish readers of the tabernacle when Jesus coming and spoke to the people back in Old Testament, long, long time ago. The voice from within the cloud proclaiming and confirming the Messiahship of Jesus. You can see, Jesus not spoke to people or spoke to people through, because today what happened, people just said, what happened in our life, maybe the day will end. And people are aware about that, but they're not coming to worship God or just coming to more close to God, but they just said, oh, I'm scared to go to church. This Jesus proclaiming through the clouds and through the whispering gentle, remind them when God came and spoke from them within the cloud to the Israelites. At the time, they trembled before the Lord, and what was also happened to the disciple when Jesus was glorified. The experience of getting peace again from Jesus after previously experienced great fear. They saw that the power of God's glory is frightening, but at the same time, reassuring. We're scared, but at the same time, God saw his power behind what happened. Just like at its early reader, today text wants to answer all questions and doubt about God's power in this completely uncertain era, especially during the increasingly chaotic condition of the nation and state. We are also invited to experience God's powerful presence in the time of trouble, like what happened in Turkey and Syria, which claimed many victims. People ask, Turkey in the past, people love to go there. People love to enjoy the weather. People like to see how people pray in the temple. And that already make money through all what happened, if you're telling the truth. And what happened, God wants to open our eye, not to focus in what happened long time ago, but to see what Jesus did in our life. And this is witness. I want to remind you one movie, very attacked me, I encourage you to watching, because this is long movie, Resurrection, Ertuğrul. This movie based in the Muslim Association in Turkey. But what the message I like to hear and I want to share with you, these leaders, Ertuğrul, he's a very strong, coming from the strong Muslim, but what happened in his life, everything he wants to do, he always coming to worship God face. Wherever you are Christian or Muslim, coming to God face as a leader. In people's eye, his followers said, oh, why so long to take? But he said, wait in God's time. Have faith. Trust God and have faith. This movie speaks to me. Ben will tell you. This is long movie. But I enjoy already maybe 20 times. In my time in trouble, I put again and I always focus in the message. I want to, not for people, but for myself, to see myself in this time of trouble, have faith in God. Trust and have faith and let God will do it on God time. What happened today in West Timor? Yesterday, if you feel earthquake in Darwin area, you don't believe mountain move with close access to the important protocol road from Kupang, Soe, Kefa, and Atambua. If landslide are common, it's happened since I wasn't born yet. But moving mountains make people ask again, God, what's behind this happen? What behind this mountain move and cover the road, mine road? If the mine road closed, no food for us in Soe, in Kefa, and in Atambua, Ibu Ani can tell you. What message behind all this? Also, cyclone that occurred in New Zealand that caused great anxiety in us. We become worried of this happening to us in our city. Padail mentioned something in Queensland. And one little boy, 2 days ago, waiting for the bus to pick up, and the bus coming and hit him and die. To make the parents living in chaos cry, why this boy just said, Mom, I'm going to school, Dad, I'm going to school, but happened. Many people are filled with extraordinary anxiety because of various natural events that feel strange to us. What if a bigger disaster comes to our area? At this sign, the world will end. This is a question coming to us. And this is affect our church as well today. And we remember the flood that occurred people in New South Wales. The news of forest fire, even the temperature that is out of control. What happened in Alice Springs? All the youth, people scary and they killing and they try to do everything. There are many more events that can make us fear, tremble and doubt because of situations like this. Without forgetting the impact we humans have had on the environment, Jesus came and touched us saying, my child, my church, get up. Do not be afraid. Trust and have faith. Amen. These uplifting and reassuring words of Jesus are no mere empty comfort. His transfiguration event will all form of proclamation of his messiahship, give us certain that God can prove power as well as health for those who believe in him. Of course, excessive and baseless doubt will greatly hinder us from seeing, feeling, and experiencing God's presence in our life. We can look back on how God has always answered our prayer, doubt, and living this often confusing life. The exaltation of Jesus means suffering. Why 1 week before we enter the Lent week, we see the exaltation of Jesus? Means suffering. Exaltation and suffering are two sides of reality. A glorified life means being willing to suffering and being in solidarity with others. The suffering of Jesus was for us, so the exaltation of Jesus was for our sake. Starting next week, we will begin the miserable week of the Lord Jesus, which we know as a Lent week. When I'm in the congregation 10 years or 20 years ago in the Indonesian missionary congregation, we always increase the evening of prayer and fasting because we see what happened around us. We see what happened in our community. We see what happened in our congregation. People living in the chaos because sometimes maybe we don't like one and another. So we increase the evening of prayer and fasting. And one other thing I love to sharing with you, we 5 people, every 12 a.m. in the morning, we gather together at church and pray, cry to God, God listening to our prayer. And let's not take, just open your hand and God answer you pray. Take long time ago for God to answer. God wants our faith. Faith in Him to see what God wants to do in our life. I'm grateful that Uniting World adopted a partner church program in this Lent week to pray. Not only in the congregation, but pray in the family as well. You see, start next week, 22nd, I think. Uniting World, if you see in their website, and I believe Northern Synod already are sending out to you. The Uniting World adopted the partner church program to pray to ask God, what happened behind all the story, disaster around us. And I spoke to the moderator from West Timor yesterday because they have one congregation celebrate the 113 years. So she said like this, not only for the congregation and family, but she encouraged people and the family to turn off all the mobile phone, internet, television, to have time together as a family to pray. And I encourage you, I challenge you as a members of Living Water to do the same things like what happened in Indonesia. Turn off for 1 hour your phone, your television, your internet to focus, to pray to God. God, what you want me? Why you place me in this congregation? Not only coming every Sunday to worship God, but what can you provide to show God's mercy to people around you? So I challenge you, congregation, because when I speak this way, I want to cry because this is time for us to think about why this is suffering for us. Why Jesus died for us. Often God provides help as time and in ways we never expected. A voice from the within the cloud. This is the Son whom I love, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to Him. It may make us tremble and fall in fear, but in the end, the Lord Jesus come and strengthen us with words that really touch our life. Son, daughter, sisters, brother, wake up. Don't be afraid. I'm here. Trust and have faith. I'm always with you. Hallelujah. Experience the presence of Jesus in your life. Then you will know how God is indeed the Messiah from God, the Messiah who saved us from all trouble in this life to die. More than that, we must experience the Lord Jesus in our life personally so that we can witness Him to others. We are witness of Christ through our words, deeds, and attitude as well. So once again, I encourage you and challenge you, before we enter the Lent week, 1 hour with God, with your family, as a mothers and fathers, wife and husband with children. Turn off all the equipment can attract your attention to pray, God, we trust you and we have faith in you. Amen.